Now, D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
Yoo-hoo! Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here, brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. By the way, did you hear what Mrs. Murphy said to Mrs. Jackson the other day?
Glory be. Do you know that does everything and does it best?
And Mrs. Jackson told Mrs. McFarlane.
I could hardly believe it, but it's really been proved. Does everything best.
And Mrs. McFarlane told...
Listen, Bruce, if you want your money's worth, try does. It does everything best.
Well, ladies, that's no small talk. This new kind of soap really does everything in your wash and does it best. Tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved it. All were tested for whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, combined with greatest safety to colors. And compared to does, soap after soap fell down on one or more of these three things that are so important to you on wash day. Only does had a perfect score on the whole combination. So just think what does can do for you on wash day.
Test those pretty colors you wash. Blouses, undies.
Does takes better care of them. Actually leaves colors brighter so they last longer.
Take your towels and linens.
Does can get them whiter for you. Whiter than soap after soap.
Take your grimy work shirt.
In tests for getting work clothes clean in the least time with the least scrubbing, no soap scored higher than Does. I tell you, for white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors combined, this new kind of soap tested best. So, ladies, whatever wash day soap you're using, change to Does. It does everything and does it best. Now Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. In the face of tragedy, even the most heartless soften and show signs of consideration. But Molly, sitting in Elsie's living room right now, isn't aware that the sudden look Joe Ellis threw at her a moment ago was a look of compassion. She has no way of knowing it because only Joe and Mike spoke to Bertie on the phone. And only Joe and Mike heard Bertie's sad news. The police, Bertie revealed, had just been to see her in Lastonbury. They told her that the Greensville police had found Jake's clothes, but no trace of Jake. They wanted to know if Bertie had any idea of his whereabouts. Mike, who was on the phone when Bertie broke the news, hung up quickly for fear that Molly might get on the wire. Listen.
Mr. Ellis, would you mind if I use the telephone now? Because I want to call Lastonbury. I want to speak to my friend Bertie.
Would you mind waiting? Just leave us alone for a minute, please.
Yes, truly. Only Michael, I thought if I would call Bertie so she would know exactly what to do for Mary. Because I want Mary to be very comfortable. I just want her to be very comfortable.
Yeah.
As soon as now, maybe Bertie wouldn't be out, maybe she's going someplace.
Look, Mrs. Goldberg, yes. Will you tell Grandpa I want to talk to him a minute?
Yes, but it's important I should call Bertie because maybe she's going to mine house to feed mine chickens because she doesn't mind shorts for me.
Yeah.
Boy, you got to tell her, Mike, and the quickest way is the best way.
Yeah, but I can't do it, Joe. I ain't so good at breaking bad news. We've got to keep her from calling Lastonbury. I don't want her to get the news over the phone.
Mike, I got a funny feeling about this business.
Yeah.
I mean, the cops finding Goldberg's stuff, gee, it don't look good.
Why? Do you know something you've been keeping to yourself?
No, nothing particular, but that little guy Goldberg walking around with 25 grand on him must have attracted con men like circuses attract freaks.
Ah, no con man could take him over, Joe. Not if he was half as bright as Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, maybe, but I'll lay my last buck that every two-bit racketeer in this burg was trailing him. 25 grand is a lot of fish for a joint like Greensville. And in cash, too.
So what are you leading up to?
Nothing, except that maybe we better kiss our dough and this Goldberg guy goodbye. Whoever gave him the works is probably across the border by now and speeding like a V2 into Mexico.
I ain't so sure, Joe. I ain't so sure. A lot of odd angles about this that I ain't figured out. A lot of angles that turn out to be blind alleys.
You want me?
Yeah.
Come in, Grandpa.
To David, not Grandpa. To my grandchildren, I'm Grandpa. To you gentlemen, if you don't mind, I'm Mr. David Romaine.
Okay.
All right. where I'm sitting. And tell me, please, in very short sentences, what you want. Enough already. I'm tired looking at you, or you'll be tired of looking at me. Make an end already. Help us find Mr. Goldberg, and we'll help you. You want the money, and we want Mr. Goldberg.
That's what we want to talk to you about.
So? Do we understand each other?
Yeah.
You see, we're going to the police.
Well, if you're not afraid of going to the police, I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be.
Okay, keep laughing, Pop. Tell us when you're finished.
It's going to be a long time before you laugh again.
Yeah?
All right, Mike, you tell him. Or do you want me to?
I'll tell him. Just give me a chance.
What is it?
Can I use the telephone yet?
Not yet. Would you excuse us, please?
The only thing is if I don't get Bertie now, because then she'll be in my house, and I wouldn't know where to call her, because she'll be in my house, and then she goes over, because she does hairdressing. She'll be in the village all alone. What is it, David?
I don't know, Molly, what
it is. My uncle is not a young man, and he's not well, and whatever...
Mrs. Goldberg, please.
Molly.
Close the door.
What is it?
Are you telling him, or am I?
I'm trying to keep Mrs. Goldberg from calling Lastonbury.
Yes, why?
That's what I'm coming to.
Yes?
Something must have happened to Mr. Goldberg.
Huh?
Now, take it easy.
Get him some water.
I don't need water. Tell me what happened.
Look, his clothes was found by the police.
How did you know?
The police called Lastonbury.
He had an identification card in his coat, I guess.
What? Such a man. Such a man.
Take it easy.
What must I do now?
Me and Mike, we'll go down to police headquarters.
No. Let me go back.
No. You better stay here. Don't let on to Mrs. Goldberg yet, not until we find out more about this.
Just give us a description of him.
A description? A description? How can who can describe a man who... Yes, he had hands and feet like everybody else. But he wasn't like anybody else. Not Jake Goldberg.
How tall was he?
Was he as tall as I am?
Tall. How tall he was? I don't know how tall he was. He was, like you. I don't know. A little bit less. I mean, he was between you and him.
Darker light hair.
Not dark, not light.
Eyes.
What was the eyes? I don't know. Blue, I think.
Oh.
Blue? No, not blue, no. I think it was brown. No, I don't think it was brown. Wait, I think I have a snapshot here with me. Wait. No. Yes, here.
Is that him?
Yes, that's him. That's him, that's Jacob Goldberg. And this one, standing, that's his son. A soldier. A first-class soldier. And this one, sitting, that's his new daughter-in-law. Beautiful girl. And this one, standing here, that's me. That's me. And this one on the other side, standing, this is my son, Sally, the doctor. Also a soldier. Not a plain soldier. A captain.
And this is Goldberg?
Yes, that's Goldberg.
I'll take this with me. Come get your coat, Joe.
Yeah, I'm coming.
We'll see what this is all about.
Mama wants me to put the call in.
No, please, Rosalie. Don't put the call in. Please. Rosalie, get me a little water, please.
Aren't you feeling well, Uncle David?
Hi, Rosalie. What's there to make me feel well? Tell me, what are you doing?
I'll put the call in.
No, Rosalie.
Why?
Why? Because the telephone is out of order.
It is?
Yes.
I'd better tell Mama.
If Mama is resting, just let her rest.
She's not resting. How do you know that the telephone is out of order, Uncle David?
I know, Rosalie. I know because... Please, don't ask questions.
What is it, Uncle David?
Don't ask questions, Rosalie. Only see that Mama don't call Lastonbury. I don't want Birdie to tell her.
Tell her what?
Not yet. Not yet, Rosalie, until we are sure. Not yet.
What is it, Uncle David?
You mustn't know neither, Rosalie. You not neither.
Uncle David, please. Please, what happened to my father?
Answer it, somebody.
Answer it, Rosalie.
Yes? Hello? Hello?
Who is it?
You've got the wrong number. Wrong number.
Wrong number.
Who was it?
Wrong number.
Wrong number.
Who was it?
Wrong number.
Wrong number.
Well, make yourself comfortable. We'll be back as soon as we can.
Come on, Mike.
Just take it easy, Mrs. Goldberg. I just want you to be sure we're doing all we can.
Was that the doorbell?
I'll go.
The doorbell. What is it, Dave? What is it, Rosalind?
What are the look?
Mallard.
What?
Stay here, Mallard.
Huh?
Is there anybody here by the name of Goldberg?
Yes. What is it?
Mallard.
What is it? Mallard, yeah. What is it?
Do you recognize
what
the clothes, man?
Well, seems as if Molly herself may have led Jake to his doom. For if Molly hadn't been caught in the maelstrom of the $25,000... Jake wouldn't have met his end in Greensville. Jake's clothes in the hands of the police may mean that Molly has seen her beloved husband for the last time. Now, it's only natural for folks to be skeptical. Why, when I first told you the terrific news that does everything and does it best, you said...
Prove it.
So I did. I explained how tests against 25 different wash day soaps prove does everything best in the wash. Now, suppose I said this new kind of soap does everything best in the dishpan, too. What would you say?
Prove it.
Okay, lady, here I go. When all those 25 soaps were put through their paces, only Does came out with this winning combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, together with greater kindness to your hands.
You mean none of those other soaps could do all that?
Not a one. Compared to soap after soap, Dove gives more suds faster. Suds that really last, too, so you don't have to keep adding soap. Dove cuts through grease quicker without any hard scouring. Yet this new kind of soap is actually kinder to your hands. It leaves them feeling satiny smooth. Oh, it's been proved, all right. In the dishpan, too, Dove does everything best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. Molly's next move is dictated by fate, but is against her will. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you. Bag or basket with you.